This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show,
where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 10 top reasons real estate is the best investment ever. But before we get started, I wanted to just give you a little bit of information here at the Old Dogs website, olddogsreinetwork.com, of course, dog spelled D-A-W-G-S. There's a little section called the Resource Center, and it's a great place that you might want to become familiar with there. We have newsletter archives, all of our past newsletter editions. We also have a section called the Top 20 Real Estate Books. I'm going to start doing a sort of a regular feature, some of the books that we have in there, and maybe highlight certain parts of these books in some of our Fun Fact Fridays. One of my favorite authors is in our top 20. It's Ken McElroy. And the book we have listed in the top 20 is The ABCs of Real Estate Investing, a great book if you haven't read it yet. Ken is one of Robert Kiyosaki, who is the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which I know you've heard a lot of on our show. He is one of the Rich Dad advisors, and he's also a very successful real estate investor and a prolific writer. Well, I'm going to highlight something, actually not from that particular book, but from another book that I think will be in our top 20 very soon. And if not, there's going to be a link to it in our show notes. But it's called The Advanced Guide to Real Estate Investing by Ken McElroy. And there's a little section in there where he talks about comparing real estate to other types of investments. So I have entitled this The Top 10 Reasons Real Estate is the Best Investment Ever. Real estate is the ultimate investment, I believe. Nothing else provides the same kind of dollar-for-dollar returns and has the same kinds of advantages. If I had a choice to invest $1 million in real estate and $1 million in Microsoft stock, I would choose real estate hands down. Even if the real estate appreciated at half the rate as a stock, I would still come out ahead when you factor in leverage, tax advantages, and cash flow. This thinking goes counter to much mainstream thought, I realize. We are bombarded by articles, commercials, and advice to invest our money in stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. Major investment publications tout the advantages of mutual funds and the stock market, while downplaying the viability of real estate investing as an investment tool. Why? All you have to do is look through the publication to see who the advertisers are, and you're going to figure out why they're making such an emphasis on stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. They tend to be their biggest advertisers. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and outline 10 reasons why I believe, and I think Ken McElroy does as well, real estate is the best investment vehicle, hands down. Number one, cash flow. It produces cash flow every month for you. A larger cash-on-cash returns on average over all other investments. Cash flow will generally even go up each year. And cash flow, if you keep increasing it and keep buying more rental property, can eventually replace your W-2 income and help you even become financially free. Number two, control. Other investments you pay for, your money goes into somebody else's hands. You have no control on it. It's really you're at the mercy of whoever is managing that company and those funds. You can make no operating decisions, but with real estate, you purchase a tangible asset and you manage it. You can increase your income and decrease expenses directly, thus affecting cash flow and property value. You have that kind of control with real estate. Number three, appreciation. Historic appreciation levels for real estate have been 6% per year. It doesn't seem like a lot, but that's, again, according to the National Association of Realtors. Of course, there's going to be those that far exceed it and those that come under that, but that's an average. Add appreciation onto your cash flow, your cash-on-cash return, and your return on investment even goes higher. Number four, leverage other people's money, or OPM. Leverage is one of my favorite things about real estate investing. The idea here is using money generated from someone or something to start a business or acquire an asset. The bank, for example, will lend you money to buy a property because the property is security for the loan. But will that same bank lend you money to buy stocks? No, of course they won't, because there's no security or tangible collateral in the stock. Real estate is a physical asset that has tangible value. It gets even better when you consider that I can put, let's say, 20% of my cash into a property. The bank finances 80%, yet I control this asset and I can do what I want to it in that process of time that I'm financing it. For example, I could put $40,000 down to buy a house for $200,000. The bank finances $160,000 on a 30-year loan. In 30 years, taking the average 6% appreciation rate that I mentioned earlier, the property is worth $1,083,678. So if you divide the $1,083,678 by the $40,000 that I invested, that's a return on investment of 90.3% per year. Where else can you get that kind of return? And that doesn't even include the cash flow being generated on a monthly basis. Number five, depreciation. The IRS considers depreciation to be an income tax deduction that allows a taxpayer to recover the cost or other basis of certain property. In other words, it's an annual allowance for wear and tear, deterioration, or obsolescence of your property. It's considered a non-operational expense. You can depreciate residential property for 27.5 years and commercial for 39 years. And it's applied against the cash flow. So you can literally, if your depreciation is high enough, you can literally result in you paying no taxes at all. And this is commonplace in real estate investing. Number six, refinance. Another advantage of real estate over other investments is the ability to withdraw cash through a refinance of the property and still keep the property. This, too, is a tax-free transaction, another tax advantage. When you refinance a property, you are restructuring your existing mortgage debt based on the added value of the property. And many investors opt to refinance a property rather than sell it, because you can take money out and you can buy another investment and still keep the one you just refinanced. Number seven, asset protection. There are a number of ways to legally protect your real estate investment that cannot be utilized with other standard investments like stock markets or mutual funds. Real estate is one of the few investments that can be insured. So the insurance that you pay for your property is actually covered as one of your operational expenses. So it's included in the operations of the property. You're able to claim losses if something happens and let's say, for example, the property was destroyed completely. You could claim losses for the actual value of the asset before the loss and during the loss. In addition to that, there's the legal advantage where you can place your property into an LLC, a limited liability corporation, thus protecting your personal assets. So if somebody were to try to sue you, they would really only be able to get the property. They wouldn't be able to touch your personal property, anything that you would have on a personal basis. And number eight, 1031 exchanges. One of the great advantages is when you, for example, sell your property and hopefully you've made wonderful profits. Instead of having to pay capital gains on those profits, you can just roll the money from that investment into another property, maybe a larger property, and within, again, the required time frame for a 1031 exchange, and not have to pay any capital gains. The only time you have to pay the capital gains is when you take that money out. So you could do another 1031 exchange on that second property, and a third you could just keep going like that and not have to pay capital gains until that property is finally liquidated. Number nine, a hedge against inflation. Many people feel that the common sense thing to do with your money is put it in a savings bond or a bank account, even though it only yields 1 to 2% per year. Some may feel it's safer, but again, property is a tangible asset that is has a real value to it. The problem with putting your money in the bank is that you're not going to make much out of it, and it sometimes you even lose if you put that up against inflation. And so real estate being a tangible asset is a good. That means it will generally rise either at the rate of inflation or much higher. And real estate generally is a plane to increase more than the rate of inflation. And the final one, number 10, it is a physical asset. It's not a cerebral investment that's traded by the click of a button or an online brokerage. I can literally hop in a car, drive to my property, walk the grounds, inspect the buildings, talk with my tenants. It is an actual physical place. It's land in a building. It's not subject to volatility, the same kind of volatility that other investments like stocks are. For example, if a company announces poor earnings, the stock will go down fast, leaving you little time or no time to react. Real estate is different. While it may have its ups and downs, for the most part, it's slower to react. And if you're paying attention and know what to look for, you can see the trends well before the changes happen. You have time to form a plan and strategically react, maximizing your return on investment, your cash on cash return, your cash on cash return. That's the key. So those are just 10 of advantages of real estate, and I know that there's even more. But I firmly believe that there is no other investment really more powerful than real estate. It can generate immediate returns, tax advantages, a bonus of significant equity in just a few years or when you sell the property or refinance it. It is an investment whose benefits are difficult to match or even come close to. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here will be accessed and listed in my show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king, real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.